If you're like me, you may be one of those people who follows the news just because you really have to in order to know what's going on in the world. I don't turn on the news just to entertain myself because it's not the most entertaining thing to do. It's a very disheartening thing to follow the news because every day you hear the bad news because bad news sells. The good news doesn't sell. Lately, they've been putting in more feel-good stories, but that's really out of balance compared to all the bad news you hear. You hear stories of death, of poverty, of illness, of destruction, of wars, of chaos in politics, chaos in cities, chaos in towns, chaos everywhere. That you could turn off the news, but then you're not living in quite the world. You kind of can tune it out, but that doesn't stop the bad things from happening. So, but if we do follow it, we may be tempted to think that death and sin has its tight grip on the world. And is there any hope to this? Is there any salvation from this? And the answer is yes, there is. The answer to all this death is in Jesus. As we hear about in the gospel, it was Jesus who raised the little girl from death. It was Jesus who cured the woman who had the hemorrhage. And in the first book from Wisdom, we are reminded that death is not something that comes from God. Death is something that comes from original sin, from sin, and that Jesus came to overcome the power of death. Jesus came to die so that we may have life, so that now we may only pass through death. But death no longer has its tight grip on us. Death no longer has the final say. Jesus come, and Jesus is the message of hope. Jesus brings salvation to us. He brings life. And this is the message of hope of the gospel. And this is the message that I wish to bring here to St. Mary's in Lindsay. So as I begin my priestly ministry, I've only been a priest for 6 weeks, so not very long. And it's my first parish as a priest. And I'm very willing to bring this message of life and hope to you here today and for many, many months to come. And you may be wondering who I am other than my name. So I reintroduce myself. My name is Father Stephen DiCarlo. I've been a priest for only 6 weeks. And I was born and raised in the city of Peterborough, not too far from here. And I went to a Catholic elementary school, Sacred Heart, which was right beside my home parish, Sacred Heart in Peterborough. And growing up, I was, my first vision of priesthood was that of the Polish Franciscan fathers who were there. So I received all my sacraments from them. And I really got to know the priesthood through them, through their example. I would see them, they would come to the church, and they wear their kind of dark brown Franciscan habit. And I see them celebrate Mass, and, you do the sacraments. And so my first impression of the priesthood was from those guys. And as a kid, I never really liked coming to church. I'll at times literally be dragged to church. And at one point, I would love to misbehave in church because nothing was better than misbehaving in church. At one point, I misbehaved so bad that the parish priest, or God bless him, he took me aside after Mass and gave me quite a dressing down. He said, "You were bad, Stephen, you were bad." And I was so angry at that I vowed never to come to church again, ever again. It did not work out so well. I'm a priest now, so obviously that did not work. And so as I got older, I had to go to a public elementary school because my Catholic school closed down. And we had a choice of putting me on a bus to St. Peter's Catholic Elementary, or just walk the extra block and extra half a block to King Edward Public. So I went there, and for the most part, it wasn't much of a change. However, as I got into like grade 7 and 8, I started to realize that there aren't too many Catholics here. In fact, there are not too many Christians in general. A lot of those in my circle of friends were not even baptized. So that was quite a shock to my, 12, 13-year-old brain. How could there be people who are not Catholic? And to me, it made me realize that my faith is something special. It's unique. There's something here that was given to me as a gift. So I really began to appreciate my faith after that experience. And my friends, they're good kids, but they seemed to lack something. Something was missing in their lives. And even my young mind could understand that. So I got more involved in the parish, got involved in youth groups and altar serving, and got to know some other priests. And it's really through that encounter that a vocation to the priesthood emerged. And then as I got through high school, I was, wasn't sure if I should go to the seminary or not. Should I go to college? Should I go to university? Should I work? Should I go to seminary? But my pastor at the time, Father Raymond Rick, he had approached me, and he knew I was concerned the priesthood. He invited me to enter this discernment house, which was conveniently put in place at my home parish rectory. So only 5 minutes from my house was this house where young men could enter and consider the priesthood. So I felt this was an opportunity that could not be missed. And it was almost as if God was saying, it's just 5 minutes from your house. Join it. Don't delay it. So I entered this discernment house, and that's where I got to meet Father Eric Mason, the former associate. And then through the year of discernment, I decided to enter the seminary. So I entered St. Philip's Seminary in downtown Toronto, well, more like the west end of downtown, run by the Fathers of the Toronto Oratory. And I got my undergrad in philosophy. Then after that, I went right into St. Augustine Seminary in Scarborough and for my theology years. And after many years of study, I was ordained a priest on the 25th of May, 2018. And I've been assigned here to St. Mary's Parish in Lindsay. And it's, I've been here barely, not even a week. And already many of you have been kindly introduced yourselves to me. And I've got to know many of you. And I've been trying to learn your names. That'll take a few weeks, so please bear with me. But I am very happy to be here, very happy to get to know you and to get to serve you. And if there's anything you need, feel free to make it known to me. And I just ask that you pray for me throughout these many years of priesthood. Pray that I may be a good priest, a great priest, and that I may be a priest who always, helps you in your need, and who will always, always, always give you the message of hope, the hope of the gospel, and the hope of life that Jesus Christ came to give to each one of us. God bless you all.